It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to the Behind the Racket Pod, the podcast taking you behind the racket with today's top tennis players and biggest issues facing the sport.
Behind the Racket is a community to give fans and players in the world of tennis the opportunity to open up like they have never done before.
Visit BehindTheRacket.com for the latest stories, merch, as well as direct links to all of the latest podcasts. It can also be found on iTunes, Google Play, Pandora, Stitcher, and wherever you find your podcasts. Download the episodes and make sure to leave a review.
And we want you to be a part of the conversation. Find me at NoahRubin33 or Mike at MikeCTennis on all forms of social media. You can also learn more at BehindTheRacket.com or MikeCTennis.com.
Special thanks to my sponsor, New Balance. Visit their latest shoes and styles at NewBalance.com and learn more about their program of giving back at #NBGivesBack.
You can also help support the podcast by visiting patreon.com/behindtheracketpod and receive rewards from our travels around the world. And now.
Zach, congratulations on being the first person ever to get interviewed by me 3 times in 1 week. That's pretty impressive, just because we happen to do a podcast this week as well. Let's get the uncomfortable one out of the way, because that four-all call break point that went against Nishesh in your favor, it was such a pivotal moment. It's an awkward one. How did you process it from your end, knowing that Nishesh was probably going to be thinking about that for a couple minutes?
Yeah, I mean, when I hit it very well.
You did.
I hit it clean.
Yes.
But honestly, like when the ball crossed the net, I'm like, that could go out.
Yeah.
And I thought they were going to call it out. I mean, I can't see that far back, but it could have gone. I'm sure it was out. You were right there.
Yeah. It was.
So, I mean, I was just kind of thankful that they didn't.
What I actually liked, and obviously these things happen in the sport, right? It's about how you respond to them.
Right.
I was very impressed with your thought process in that moment that you stepped to the line quickly. You're just like, I'm going to come to this next point and just keep going, keep pushing, and then able to get the break. And what does that say about where your mind is right now, that you're able to think that clearly about how to handle the match management right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I definitely feel comfortable. I try to forget about every point.
Yeah.
Like, nothing really affects me. I don't argue with the umpire or don't get mad or anything. So I could be down love 40 and I'm like, okay, let's just get it back point by point.
Yeah.
Because once the point's over, there's nothing you could do about it.
Right.
So I just try to stay present and calm and positive.
The level today was unreal. You got punched in the mouth very quickly, getting broken just like that. And then you got that break right back. But the level was unbelievable. Talk about the difference as Nishesh just got dunked on, water all over him, and to the delight of the crowd here in Fairfield.
I'm so glad I did that.
But you beat him last week, love and two, and I'm sure you knew it was going to be completely different today, but what were you thinking down two love there?
Yeah, I mean, he broke me right away in the beginning, and I just tried to, like I said, like just forget about it, stay calm, and I know like if I play my game, I feel like I could break anyone, so I'm not too worried about that. Then if I serve well, I could hold. So, I mean, if I'm down 2-0, I don't think of it like, oh, no, like, it's tough. Like, it's just, you know, one break, and I knew I was going to be okay if I played my right game.
Served well today as well. The linear shots from both corners were just impeccable, and it shows there's just continued development of your game. And I'm just, after last week in Tiburon defending that title, what does it mean to get this second one, and as you and I talked about it on Monday, backing up a challenger title with at least another good performance, in this case, another title?
Yeah, no, it's so important to just keep going. I feel like before, like in Tiburon last year or other tournaments, like I would do well, have a good week or win it, and then the next couple of weeks I'd be tired or not fully there mentally, but I just feel more mature right now and stronger and mentally better. And this second week here in Fairfield, like, means a lot to me, like backing it up.
So you are going home now. But now comes the push, the last 3 weeks of the season. You don't love playing indoors. You and I talked about that on Monday. It's not the most comfortable surface. How are you approaching it, especially considering now you're locked in for AO? Don't have to worry about that. You have the idea with that USTA Australian Open Wildcard Challenge that is coming. What's kind of the process for you as you do need some time off here? It's been a lot of tennis. How do you kind of process getting ready for that three-week indoor stretch?
Yeah, I'll go home, take a few days off, and get going. I might go to Dallas for a couple of days because Trevor, my brother's there, practicing indoors. And so I'll probably practice indoors there too a bit with him. And then from there, go to the indoor tournaments.
Yeah.
But I'm in a better place mentally, and I'm stronger. And actually, I played quite a bit of matches indoors this year too, and I did pretty well. I qualified for an ATP and a few other indoor tournament semis, so I definitely feel more comfortable indoors. It's probably not my favorite, but definitely better than clay.
Yeah, I like I said to you Monday, I have that memory of you last year saying how much you hated it. I know you're not going to, that's not going to be a part of it this year. Over the last 3 years, in 2021, Jensen Brooksby, under 20, 20 or under, winning three titles. Last year, Ben Shelton. Now you. What does it say to be amongst that group here over the last couple of years of Americans 20 and under who've won three Challenger titles?
It feels really nice, and I knew my hard work is going to pay off somewhere, and I didn't really know when, so it definitely feels nice, but I want to keep it going. I'm not satisfied with this. Like, it feels awesome, but this is important, like backing up weeks and just keep getting on a good run. So I want to keep it going, and I'll celebrate some, but yeah.
All right. So last week it was Chipotle. I mean, are you flying tonight?
I'm flying tonight in a couple hours.
Okay. So I have to let you go, but is there going to be something at home that kind of maybe to take one day and just like block out away from tennis, celebrate, have a nice meal with the family?
Maybe, but I am flying to LA where I live, and my family's back home in San Diego. But I'll see them over the weekend because I'm going to San Diego over the weekend. But tomorrow, I'm definitely going to Crumble Cookies.
I've got a place. Let me just say, because Crumble is very good, when you go to Dallas, I've got a place.
Is there a better place than Crumble?
There is a better place than Crumble. It's called Cookie Society. It's only in Dallas right now. Mm-hmm. It's run by friends of mine. One of them played for the Kansas City Chiefs. One played for Illinois Soccer many, many years ago. It's ridiculous.
No way.
So I'm gonna.
Well, I'm going to Dallas probably. So
I'm gonna set you up because they'll take care of you. They'll give you a good basket. Listen, these 2 weeks have been pretty special. And I guess I just kind of want to finish, but do you have a sense, like, you can sit here and say, you know, you're working hard and you're getting strong. Fully believe that. What has made this special these 2 weeks? What are you going to in 10, 15 years? What are you going to remember about these 2 weeks in particular?
Probably just like, I'm just competing really hard and that's really paying off. It's nice having Dean here too. Yeah. Having you commentate, and I'm very close with you. I'm just in a good headspace, and it's like paying off, so it feels very nice.
Yeah, well, I think if you can maintain that headspace, that's going to take you a long way. Congratulations, well done. Enjoy that Crumble Cookie
and the
Cookie Society. And, you know, listen, Tulsa's only 4 hours away from Dallas if you want to just come hang out.
Okay. I mean, I might Uber there then.
I don't have anything for you to do in Tulsa, but, you know, we got a place. Yeah. I got a spare bedroom.
I'm down.
All right, okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The show might be over, but the conversation isn't. Join us on social media at NoahRubin33, at MikeCTennis, and at Behind the Racket.
Expect new episodes every Monday or Tuesday. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. It really helps us expand and reach more listeners as we take you behind the racket.